All right, so we're here talking about spiritual warfare for the next 4 weeks or so, 4 to 5 weeks. It should take us 4 weeks or 5 weeks to cover this entire book by Dr. Jerry and Carol Robeson, Strongman, His Name, What's His Game, and it's an authoritative biblical approach to spiritual warfare. So we want to talk about winning the battles. And as just a recap from last week, we have our scripture that I really want us to focus on, because I think this is the crux of why we do what we do when it comes to spiritual warfare and understanding why we are fighting the battle that we are fighting, what it is we hope to gain. And this is coming from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. It says, "No man is going to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Mashah, so I am with you. I do not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you are to let this people inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to guard to do according to all the Torah, which Mashah, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it right or left, so that you act wisely wherever you go. Do not let this book of the Torah depart from your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night, so that you guard to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and act wisely." So we're fighting the
Hallelujah.
battles that we're fighting because we've been given the charge to stand. We've been given the charge to guard. We are told that Yahuwah has something for us, and that is our inheritance. He is going to allow us to inherit the land if we overcome, if we stand strong all the days of our life. Yahuwah will be with us. But we're fighting this war because we want to inherit. I think all of us are here because we want to inherit the kingdom. We want to find a place in eternity that's going to be a place of peace, of joy, of just all that is good. And we also want to be able to create the conditions for those that we have the responsibility to and over, that is in our four walls in our home, to allow them to inherit the land as well, and not to be a stumbling block for them to inherit. All right, so we talked about last week about spiritual warfare, what it means to us, how real is the battle, and the role of women, the role women play in spiritual battles, talking about homes, assemblies, communities, and nations. And we will discuss more of these aspects as we go through this book. All right, another one, we talk about the whole armor of Yah, putting on the whole armor. So we have here in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, it says, "For the rest, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Master Yahuwah, and in the mightiness of his strength. Put on the complete armor of your Elohim, for so that you have power to stand against the schemes of the adversaries, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Elohim, so that we have power to withstand in the wicked day, and having done all, to stand. Stand then, having your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having the shield of faith." We also want to have our feet shod with the preparation of peace, which is the good news. And the shield of faith allows us to have the power to quench all the fiery darts or the burning arrows of the wicked one. Also, he says, take the helmet of salvation. We have to have our minds covered. We have to know that once we make the commitment to walk in covenant relationship with Yah, that we are in the deliverance process, that we know in our mind, I am being delivered. Because if we don't know that we're being delivered, then we've already lost the battle already. And we have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahuwah, and praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the set apart ones. So we talked about last week about prayer. Prayer is one of the weapons, and the scripture tells us we are to pray at all times. Without prayer, if we do not have a life of prayer, we will not win the battles. It's just it, we just won't, because prayer is our lifeline to Yahuwah.
That's
As we
right.
keep his commandments, as we keep his instructions, we have to have a life of prayer, because that's the lifeline. That's the steady connection with Elohim. All right. So this is the book that I am using for these next 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Strong Man, His Name, What's His Game? It's been around for a very long time, this book has. Okay. So real quickly, we want to touch on spiritual warfare, because I noticed last week that it came up. We talked about what it is, but I didn't have on the slide like a concrete definition of spiritual warfare. So now when we talk about spiritual warfare, we are talking about the war between the forces of good and the forces of evil. That's just pretty much how we can put it. We know that this warfare has been going on since the beginning of time, the beginning of man, since the garden and the treason that took place. It is also the manifestation of this war, it's in the physical realm. That's the realm in which we live, and it's also in the spiritual realm. Now, we read it from some places said that the weapons of this battle that we're fighting is not, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the truth is we do wrestle against flesh and blood. We see people fighting against other people. That is flesh and blood. People who are living for Yah, people who are not living for Yah. We see the flesh and blood conflict. And we know that because of what we see in the physical realm of people attacking people, people killing, oppressing, doing all these things, horrible things against people, we know that in the spirit realm, something is happening. So when we talk about spiritual warfare, we're also talking about the war that is taking place in the spiritual realm. The spirits or influences that cause people to do what they do. So I say behind the veil, there's a whole nother existence that is happening, where we have the heavenly messengers of Yahuwah, and where there are also forces and spirits of evil that are there, and there is the battle taking place. And there are also portions in the Old Testament that allude to the spirit realm and what is happening. I think it was in some conflict in the first writings where the person thought that they were going to be defeated, that the enemy was more than against them than what Yah was for them. And it says to open the man's eyes and let him see. And so when the messenger opened his eyes, he saw the host, a heavenly host of army, the host army of Yahuwah, there present in the battle. So there, we always have to remember there is always activity, and there is an existence that is taking place beyond what we are able to see in this physical realm. And sometimes Yahuwah will allow people, he will give them a glimpse of what is happening in the spirit realm, what's going on behind the veil. And sometimes those experiences are not all that comfortable, but sometimes they are there to educate us on the warfare, and to understand the warfare is constant. All right. Strongholds. So this book talks about stronghold. When it talks strong man, his name, what's his game? It's talking about strongholds. So strong man is the stronghold that sometimes people allow to come into their lives. And these strongholds, what are they? They are an evil spirit or mindset or essence that resides in a person that keeps them from successfully going through the spiritual transformation process. As we got it, it is a way of behaving that is in direct opposition to the nature and word of Yahuwah. And this is something that is constant. It's not like a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a one-time behavior or mindset. This is something that has people, and this is just who they are. It's become part of who they are, and it's become a part of how they function in the day-to-day, the month-to-month, the year-to-year. So it's a way of behaving that is in direct opposition to the nature and the word of Yah. We have to understand that as servants of Yah, as the people of Yah, we have to align our lives and our behavior and our thought processes to the nature and the word of Yah. Even though we are humans, even though we are living in this tabernacle of flesh, even though we have different things that may come up, we have to understand we have to always be aligning ourselves and making sure we are aligned with the word and the nature of Yah. All that nature that makes Yah who he is. Now,
Right.
the stronghold does not
Thank you,
allow
Father.
a person to be what Yahuwah is calling for, and it prevents that person from fulfilling their destiny.
That's right.
So a stronghold will never allow someone, it will not allow us to be what Yahuwah is calling for. It just won't. Because strongholds, remember, that is something that is evil. And Yahuwah is good. He's righteous. He doesn't have any evil in his nature. So if we hold these things in us that contradict or go against the nature of Yah, we will not be what Yahuwah is calling for, and we will
That's right.
not fulfill our destiny. And the only reason why we exist on this earth is to fulfill the purpose that Yahuwah has called us to fulfill. We are only here to serve Yah, to serve Yah, and to serve Yah's people. That's why we exist. Now we can, people can go and live their lives and do what they want to do, and we do. We live on this earth, so we have to work. We have to do these things. You know, we have our careers, you know, and different things like that. But even in our career path and being out in the world, women have career. Being at home, we have a career. So all in all, we are still supposed to be fulfilling the purpose of Yah. In whatever space, excuse me, Zara, in whatever space Yahuwah has placed us in. Any questions or comments before we and as we move on?
Thank
Okay.
you.
Okay, so we gotta have facts. In order to fight the war, to fight the battle effectively, we have to have facts. And there are certain things that just establish truth. They're not going to change. They are forever remaining. So the first one, we know that Yahuwah is spirit. Yahuwah is spirit. He's not flesh. Yahuwah is set apart. He has never touched sin. Yahuwah is eternal. And these things, these facts are coming from the book. So these are taken from the book. Just put Yahuwah's name in there. Yahuwah, he is infinite. That means he doesn't have any limits. He is only held to his own word. That's it. But there are no limitations on Yahuwah. Yahuwah is omnipresent. His spirit resides over the entire earth. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's almighty, all-powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah is truth. Yahuwah is just. He is 100% fair in his actions with us. Yahuwah
Yes.
is righteous. He is life. He is unchanging. He does not change. That I, Yahuwah, I change not. If I were to change, the sons of Jacob, the seed of Abraham, would be consumed. He's unchanging. He says, I'm not changing for anyone. I'm not changing for anything. He is sovereign. He is the sovereign over this entire earth. Even though there are entities and individuals who want to be sovereign over this earth, they will never be sovereign over the earth. Only Yahuwah
Never.
is sovereign
Hallelujah.
over the earth. This is Yahuwah's earth. He created it. Therefore, he is sovereign over it. Yahuwah, we know that Yahuwah is love. Yahuwah is trustworthy. He's trustworthy. He's faithful. He will be faithful to those who are faithful to him. And one thing we'll talk about later on as we go through this book is covenant. Yahuwah, he operates on covenant when it comes to his people. So as long as we are trustworthy to towards him and keeping his commandments and upholding his reputation and loving him and loving his people, he will be trustworthy to us. Yahuwah, he is compassionate. He is compassionate. Yahuwah is filled with compassion and love towards his servant and provident. He watches over and he cares for his creation. So that's what we have to understand going into this spiritual warfare. We have to know what Yahuwah is, because the adversaries and the spirits out there, will try to convince humanity that Yahuwah is something other than what he is. So we had to know what Yahuwah is. Okay, now we also have to know this about the adversary. The adversaries is a liar, is a murderer, is a sower of discord. The adversary is cunning, wicked, malignant, just purely evil, cowardly. The adversary is a coward. Remember that. The adversary is a coward, a tempter without righteous principle. The adversary is proud, deceitful, fierce and cruel, aggressive, and a destroyer. So these are things that we know about the adversary, about the forces of darkness. So that when we ever come in situations where we see these things happening, we can clearly know, hey, that's not of Yahuwah. That is from the wicked one. All right. And I'm going to send this out after the meeting today.
Good. Okay.
All right. All right. So let me bring out this book. Any questions, comments before we go into this? Because one thing I want to talk about, any question, I'm going to give you all ladies some time to speak if you have something to say, if you have a comment. All right, now we know that we have to trust in Yahuwah. We have to trust in Yahuwah for all things that we need. We know that sometimes in this life, we face situations, we face circumstances, and we do not have any human control over these things. But that's when we have to put our trust in Yah. We have to put our trust in Yah. We have to put our trust in Yah as we see people that we love who are bound by strongholds, and we know that we cannot free them. We can pray for them. We can fast for them. But when, if that person sometime is of an age where they have the ability to make decisions for themselves, they're somehow the light bulb is going to have to switch on where they say, I want to be free. I don't know how I can be, but I want to be. And I think that is something that we're running in today. We see a lot of people who are bound by strongholds. We see a lot of people who got things going on, and it's like we're praying and praying that they'll be free. We're praying that their minds are changed. We're praying this and praying, and it seems like nothing's happening. And part of the reason is that individual, whatever sense that may be left there, because all the time, everyone is not just completely gone out of their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I say people who are completely like out of their mind, where their mind is totally gone, you see them looking at a white wall talking to themselves. You see them walking down the street mumbling to themselves. They can't take care of themselves. They can't, you know what I'm saying? You see all, but everyone is not totally out of their mind. So then we pray that whatever sense is left in that person, that they would have the mind to want to change, to want to be set free. Because when they have the mind to say, I know I'm messed up. I know I have these evil spirits messing with me. I know I want to, but please help me. It was very interesting. This weekend, I saw a YouTube short, and it was in the middle of a service. And this man, this young man, he was a young man. He came running up to the altar. And he, as he's coming down the aisle, he's saying, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I need prayer. And the pastor was like, hold up. The pastor was a brother. He said, hold up. You just can't come in here like that. He said, you'll get shot if you come come up here like that. But he said, but he told the people, he said, leave him alone. Let him come. And he says, so what is your problem? What is happening? And the young man said, I need help. He said, there's these evil spirits trying to take my mind and they're saying, and I want them to stop. I want them to stop. So please pray. So I said, see, that's where it's at. He had enough in him to
Right.
recognize this is not right, what is happening to me or what I'm hearing. And I want prayer. I want to be freed from this. And that's what it's going to take, that people be free. They have to know this is not right and I want to be free.
Right.
And so we want to talk about, I'm sorry, I got on the open doors. But before I talk about open doors, I want to read this passage. It says, trust in Yahuwah. It says, many, many people have unfairly attributed the devil's acts to Elohim. The results are devastating. What can a person do if he or she believes it is Yahuwah who sent sickness into his life to teach him something? And we really got to look at this. He shouldn't fight against Elohim, so he allows the sickness to rob him of his health when he should be standing against it by the word of Yahuwah to be healed. We have to be able to recognize who is doing what in our lives if we are going to be able to react correctly to Yahuwah's word. And that is so true. I know in the past, and many of we experienced this, many of us in the RCC, is that many times people would say that Elohim was doing something to them in order to teach them something. Like we heard it many times with sickness. Oh, he's put this sickness on me to teach me a lesson. And so therefore I'm just gonna go through it and I'm just gonna wait till he delivers me. But we have to understand that if we are walking with Yahuwah and we are walking in his Torah, Yahuwah is not going to put evil on us.
No.
He does not do that. He does not do that. So when people find themselves with, in this case, as we're talking about trusting Yahuwah and the author brings out sickness and try to say that Yahuwah did it to them, many times that people are, they're making a false accusation on Yahuwah. Sickness does not come from Yahuwah. Now, the one thing is Yahuwah, he will plague his enemies. But if we are walking with Yahuwah, we are not considered in the category of being his enemy. You know, like he plagued Mizraim. And when it talks about in the different plagues that are going to come upon these nations. But as a servant and a child of Elohim, Yahuwah does not put sickness on us. And that's something we have to really understand and know and not believe the lie that Yahuwah is putting, he's put this sickness on me, or he put this ailment on me, or he put this disease on me. All right, Sister Penn, then Mother.
I was listening to a video today, this morning, and it was a storyline about a young boy that got involved with the church, a negative church. And they I guess you would say, put like a spell on him in this church. And he went through a lot of different situations in the church, but he finally discovered that this wasn't something that was right. And he had gotten so deeply involved with it that he knew it was, he felt like it was too late. He went to this friend of his and asked for help. And she told him that he needed to go into prayer to get this spirit off of him.
Off of him.
Yeah.
And so he went into prayer, but it wasn't strong enough. And so she said, okay, I'll help you. And she helped him in prayer as the situation was going on. But she told him to hold on and be strong. He said, you can do this. It will lift off of you. She said, but there's consequences that's going to happen to fight through it. In serious prayer, he became sick. And he lost all his business. He lost his business. He got real sick. But when he went through it, she told him, you might lose everything in your life, but you won't lose your soul.
Right.
He said, you'll have your soul. And so when he came out of this negative spirit, he felt this relief, this freedom, this peace. So when I look at it as, if you're going through a situation, you can't blame Yah for things. If you get sick, it's not his fault. You don't know what's happening.
Right.
But you just like she said, you have to pray and he will help you through it. Yah will help you through it.
Right.
No matter what the consequences are.
Yes.
And so when you were talking, I thought about that story that I had
Yes.
been listening to this morning.
No, that's good. That's good. The prayer, as you talk, the prayer takes a lot of prayer
Prayer.
when these things come upon, people, they have to understand they have to pray. Like that scripture talked about how this type only comes out but by prayer and fasting. So when people have a spirit that comes upon them, a stronghold, they got to accompany that with prayer and fasting and speaking the word to be freed from that thing, and knowing that Yahuwah, as we say, because you things may happen, like you said, may lose things in the process, but you have to keep staying with it until you know that thing is gone from your life.
Thank
That's
you.
good. That's a good example. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Penn.
That's true.
Yes, Mother.
I just want to comment, Leslie, on how you talked about Yahuwah does not put sickness upon us. I'm so glad you said that, because he told them, even after he brought them out of Mizraim, if they would walk before him and keep his covenant, he would not put any of the diseases that
That's
he put
right.
on Mizraim.
Right.
He would not
Right.
do that. And in Devarim 28, you see the blessings of obedience. You know what I mean? And you see the punishment of disobedience. And there's a scripture in Psalms 119, 66. It says, teach me good sense and knowledge, for I have trusted in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I myself was going astray, but now I have guarded your word. So sometimes when we do find ourselves in a situation, it's not Yahuwah, because he said before, he said, teach me good sense and knowledge. You
Right.
know, he said, before I was afflicted, I
went
was
astray.
going away. But his word, he said, it brought me back. Now I guard it, you
Thank
know.
you,
So
Yah.
Yah is
Thank
so,
you.
like you said, he's just, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's fair, he's righteous. He won't put that on his people that are serving him and striving to live for him. So that
That's
I'm glad
right.
you brought that out.
No,
thank
you.
Was
That's
that
good.
David speaking, Di?
That was in a Psalms. I'm not for sure who wrote that portion, because he wrote a lot of the songs, but it's just 119 verses 66 and 67.
All right. No, thank you. That was good, Mother.
That
Thank
was
you for
good.
sharing that too. Thank you for sharing that too. Yes, we want Yahuwah to teach us sense. And I think it is very critical for us today, for people to understand the causes of sickness. There's so many reasons why people get sick, but we can rest assured, as Yahuwah's servants, he does not put sickness on us.
Right.
He does not put sickness on us.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Now, one thing we're going to talk about, the main causes or the base for a stronghold is an open door. Open door. So we need to talk about open doors. Now I'm going to read this, and then we'll talk about what open doors are and how they can come from, a couple different places. So it says, let's look at a very important truth in spiritual warfare. Shaul told us that we are the determining factor in whether the devil, the adversaries, or I can say, or evil can operate in our lives or not. He said, neither give place to the adversary, or the Amplified Bible says, leave no room or foothold for the enemy. Give no opportunity to him. That's in Ephesians 4:27. When we allow openings in our